Nisan Bulabinaka Fiji, and welcome to my second episode for this podcast, where I share my view in Fiji and things and issues I think that are not often talked about but is relevant to our current situation. This morning I'd like to talk about racism in Fiji and what are some of the underlying reasons for the continuing issue of racism in Fiji, and what I think should be the what should be the issues that we talk about, and how we can we look forward to it. In Fiji, it is very important for us to look back at our history and study our archives and our history and things that have been going on in the past, especially from the colonial times right up to the independent. Once you study this, then you will begin to have a clear understanding of what is happening in Fiji and why is there so much racial divisions as portrayed by many politicians in our country. My belief is that if you study the history of Fiji, especially the indigenous people of our nation, most of the history that is written about the indigenous people of this land talks about cannibalism, the heathen ways that they lived their life and they practiced heathen practices. And, you know, it talked negatively about the Fijian race and how it is portrayed. And I think this is a classic tactic that is used by most of the conquerors all throughout history. If you study the conquerors, Alexander the Great, the Syrian Empire, the Ottoman Empire, and the Hitler, you know, and even and also the colonial empire, there is one similar principle that they practice, which is the divide and conquer approach. And that is the more they divide and polarize a nation, the more they are able to control and manage and lead the nation. And the same practice clearly happened in Fiji when we were colonized by the British. I believe that this same tactic was used. And one of the main reasons, or one of the main challenges for colonial powers or imperial powers that are taking over a new territory, is the natives of that place. And one of the classic approach that is conducted or it's taken by the colonial powers, that is to undermine or to suppress the indigenous population of that land. And that is done through many ways, one of which is ethnic cleansing, and that is the eradication, which is more violent and brutal, of a race. And the other one, which I believed that happened in Fiji, is to kind of re-engineer the society or the social component or the cultural component of that indigenous people, to undermine their personal ability and capacity to be able to have initiative and to be able to be empowered to take on, you know, to lead and to also challenge authority. And I think that was classically done in Fiji. And one can only read through the history that is written, that he's officially under the Fijian government, and you will find that most of our history, our history of cannibalism, of wars and battles, and the heathen practices that our forefathers practiced. Never would you see, or very rarely would you see, in the history of Fiji, where it is written that our forefathers built mbure clothes, you know, the worship mbures that were 10 stories high, you know, normal households of mbure that were 4 stories high. You know, these were sophisticated buildings. It was cold during hot weather. It was hot. It was warm during cold weather. And it was built to withstand cyclones. You know, it was built without any nails, without any glue, without any modern materials that one would find to hold a building together. All they had with them were the trees, you know, the vines, and the natural materials. But they were able to build these sophisticated buildings through their intelligence. You know, it also talked about our... Never it was talked in our history and talked to us about the ruins that were built during our forefathers. You know, no one talked about that. In history, it talked about Christopher Columbus being one of the first explorers in the world. That is not true. You know, before Christopher Columbus left the shores of Europe, our forefathers were already sailing across continents. You know, they were able to leave our origins wherever it is. It's still debated at this point. Some say it's Asia, some say it's Africa, but they were able to take long voyages, Indian druids, and reach the coast of Fiji. They were trading with Tonga and Samoa, you know, Cook Island. There were even traces of trading with Hawaii, and that shows the level of intelligence, the level of capacity. You know, our forefathers were astronomers. They were mathematicians. They calculated the waves and the winds. You know, they were architects. They built structures, mbures, that would cater for 500, 300, 400 men with cows and pigs. And they cooked within these ruas and make long voyages. That's a testimony of who the indigenous people of this land are. But somehow that has been lost in history. Why? It is because of the suppressing principle of colonialism, where the indigenous people were suppressed and subjected to control and authority to be able for the colonial powers to gain authority over our nation smoothly. And the same was done with our Indian grimeteers that arrived into our nation. You know, they lived in camps. You know, their sleeping times and waking times were ordered. You know, so we had these two separate communities. And you know, when you look at the history of Suva, the Fijians were not allowed to step into Suva without a pass. You know, there were checkpoints all over Suva. There were only certain places in Suva where the indigenous people of this land were able to go to. If they want to go past it, they need to be given a pass by the provincial police. And that is very sad when you hear about it. So we were segregated by the authority themselves. You know, and when that is done, you know, when we are not allowed to live side by side as a community, people will start to draw negative perspectives of each other. You know, while the indigenous people were restricted to stay in the villages, not to go into businesses, the Indian population back then started to thrive in businesses. And this is where the negativity came in, and thus the beginning of this racial tension. But when you look at the history before that, you know, the arrival of the first boat, of the Leonidas, you see sympathy, you see this communalism, the stretching out of hand of the indigenous people, and you don't see any racism. So I believe that this racism has been instilled, institutionalized by the authorities, and unfortunately it was then, taken over by the political powers past independence, why we have racial tensions in our day. So I think the first thing that we need to do in Fiji, we need to rewrite our history. We need our people to be enlightened of how things were done. Because Indians are thriving in businesses, it's not because of unfair business tactics. No, it was because when 2-3 generations of indigenous people were not allowed to venture into business arenas, the Indians were, and so we will always be lagging back. And we need to empower the indigenous people of our land. We need to tell them, look, it's not because of the Indians that we are what we are. It's not because of unfair tactics or corrupt tactics. It is because of a system that we were suppressed with for decades in our country. And then we need to tell them, we need to empower them and talk about, look, we come from a very hybrid race. Our forefathers are sailors, are mathematicians, are astronomers. We sailed the high seas. We did things Europeans were only able to do decades later. And that kind of history will then really empower the indigenous people of this land to start take ownership of their problem, to start to look outside of the box, to start to look outside of the circle or the perimeter that has been institutionalized around them. And that's when we can start to eradicate this racism in Fiji. We need appreciation of each other. We need to learn this other's history, the right history, not the one that's written by the authorities, not the one that's written by the colonial powers, the history that is truly ours. Only then, when we correct the past, then we can start to look into the future. This will be an episode of a few more episodes where I will be talking on this topic of racism in Fiji. Please do put in a comment, do give me a thought. And if you also want to come into the podcast and talk about it with me, let me know on my Twitter account, on my Facebook account. I will surely contact you and we can discuss this further. From me, for Freedom for Fiji, God bless you and keep listening to my podcast.